Again, I am your host, Susan Nixon Stoughton. Joining me now is Denise Bauer, CEO here at Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. Welcome.
Thank you.
Didn't get to talk to you much during the first half.
I know, but Sheila had some great information to share with our listeners.
And very timely. You wanted to do a little wrap-up on the grief services. We had mentioned that you don't have to have previously been a part of Fairhope Hospice to receive our grief, but you wanted to make sure that people understood that those services are offered free.
Yes, we are supported by our community as well as United Way to provide grief services free to the community. So we're really proud of that. One of the things, like Sheila had said earlier, we have a team that really meets with our families post hospice care, but they also provide care for the community. And like you said, we have grief services available for the entire community, whether it be adult or children and adolescents. And I'm really excited. We've got some great children and adolescent programs. We actually this year, you know, had camp for kids, and I know Saturday they had a wrap-up pizza party that was phenomenal. There were even children bringing friends. So, I mean, that's what it's all about, really, you know, kind of meeting children where they're excited, where they can have fun, but get through the grief. I know the families were very appreciative of all the care. And, you know, that's what really helps us get through the holidays with them as well. You know, this is National Hospice Month, November, so we're excited about that, and we're doing a lot of things this month to celebrate that.
Yes, and you'll have to watch for Denise the Wednesday before Thanksgiving on Channel 4. She's going to be on Gail Hogan's program at 11 a.m., so we're really looking forward to that. Denise, this seems like a good segue to talk about the Tree of Remembrance. And basically this year, our 14th annual Tree of Remembrance.
Yes. It's exciting. It's a celebration that we have every year. Usually, Susan, we have it, you know, right after our memorial services. The last two Sundays of this month, well, I guess it was the first two Sundays, we actually had memorial services where we memorialize all the patients we've taken care of. And that's about 500 patients a year, where we read the names and the families can, you know, stand up to remember those loved ones. And then we have a nice, you know, ceremony and some music because we do celebrate lives at Fairhope, and we want, you know, families to be part of that with us. It's also a way for us to kind of grieve our losses as well. So we had our first two Sundays of this month with our memorial services. And then we usually do the Tree of Remembrance right after that, which would be the third week. But the problem with that is it's just a lot. So what we did this year to try something a little different, we moved it to December. So we'll have our Tree of Remembrance during the Christmas holiday season. And that'll be, I think it's December the 7th. Anyone's invited to come. And really throughout the entire Christmas holiday season, you're invited to come into our lobby. And we have a nice Christmas tree. And in honor of any loved one that you've had, family or friend, you can actually buy an ornament to put on that tree with their name. And then after Christmas, you'll get that ornament back if you'd like. And, you know, we just take donations for that. It's a way for us to raise money for our memorial fund. But really, ultimately, it's a way for us to remember those that have, you know, died and are true to our hearts. We've also at times had ornaments you can put on and not really have to buy. So if you'd just like to even put a remembrance ornament on the tree, we invite you to do that. I think we've even had people bring ornaments in that they've made in the past and put them on. But basically, that's something that we invite you to come be part of. The other thing is, once we light the Christmas tree, it stays lit for the entire season, and we have, you know, volunteers and staff here to greet. So if you're interested in coming for our Tree of Remembrance, anybody can come. We invite you. And you can even take a little tour of the Pickering House if you'd like.
So, that would be great. Yeah. We also have an event coming up on December 3rd, and it is the Hospice Cookie Walk and Craft Show. And it is held at St. John's at the corner of Broad and Wheeling in Lancaster on December 3rd. How does the event work?
Well, basically, I would suggest if you're going to come, come early, because there are a lot of people that come to this program every year.
And that's 8 to noon, right?
It's 8 to noon, so I'd say be there at 8 o'clock if you can. But basically, there are just rows and rows of cookies. You know, Susan, I've never seen so many cookies in one spot. I mean, they have the whole basement of the church just loaded with cookies, crafts. Sometimes we have gingerbread houses and pies and cakes and things like that. But basically what you can do is you buy your cookies by the container. So it's very reasonable. And then they also have fudge and specialty cookies, sometimes individually priced. So you can kind of pick and choose what you like. And I always tease that I buy the really pretty decorated cookies, and then I put them with my cookies that I bake, and my trays look beautiful.
There you go.
So my family's, I think, gotten, you know, wind of that, but that's okay. They're on to you. They are. But it's good. It's a nice way also to give to our memorial fund. All that money goes to pay for care that would not be compensated for patients. And that affords us the ability to take care of people regardless of ability to pay with Fairhope. So we're very charitable. We do bill insurance, but you know, these kind of fundraisers help us be able to provide care free for people that don't have insurance.
Great. One other event I want to bring up, the second annual Lighted Parade will be hosted by the Bremen Area Chamber of Commerce on Saturday, December 17th at 5:30. And by lighted, you can't have a float if you don't have it lit.
Wow,
so Fairhope will have an actual unit in the parade this year. Gail Rogers is working with me, and her husband has agreed that he's going to find a way to make sure that our float will be lit up, so we will be there. The parade starts at 5:30. It goes right down Marietta Street, so you can't miss us. I believe it starts at the school and ends downtown. I understand Santa will be there. He'll be passing things out to the kids. So that's just another event where we will be represented during the holidays. So look for us in Bremen on Saturday, December 17th at 5:30. And then finally, at the open of the show, I did a little bit of a tease. This is a room we've not filmed in prior that I'm aware of. And internally, we call it the green room. But behind me, you will see that there's a lot of beautiful land out back. And you'll see just the top of a shelter house. Talk to me about what we have going on out there.
Well, one of the dreams we've had, well, first of all, we built the Pickering House began taking patients here about 4 years ago. And our goal has always been to have a path to the waterfall. There's a natural waterfall on our 40 acres here. Now, there's times where there's no water, but it is beautiful. It's very scenic. But it's just, it would be a nice place for families to just relax, reflect a little bit. And our goal was to actually build a pathway that we could even wheel patients out on.
In a bed, if need be.
Well, we definitely want to do a wheelchair, and we're shooting for a hospital bed because so many patients that come to the Pickering House, you know, here maybe just for rest for their families, or, you know, they are here for symptom management. Once we get those symptoms managed, we could wheel patients outside. And to be able to have them even at the waterfall is a dream. So we actually have the pathway that's been graveled, and they're building the shelter. Actually, Kurt Spires with Gorsuch Construction has kind of led the charge on that, and that's going to be completed this week. So once the shelter is complete, then we will have it paved with asphalt. And you know, the asphalt company stopped paving close to Thanksgiving, so we were on a little bit of a time
crunch.
Yes. So, but it's going to be beautiful, and we will in the spring have benches, you know, along that. So we invite the community to come in, not just, you know, for our families and our patients, but we want this to be a community park as well. We're excited. The shelter will be 20 by 20, and it'll hold, I guess, the weight of 50 people. So we can have quite a party and a little celebration there. So we're looking forward to that.
And I think it's just one more extension. There have been weddings here. There have been reunions within the home. So now there's even more of an outside living space.
Absolutely.
Just one more option for patients and patient families.
Well, you know, I mean, we have a lot. I know, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is a time, you know, to be thankful. And we are very thankful for the Pickering House and what we can offer families right here in Lancaster. You don't have to leave Lancaster to go to Columbus or Newark or anywhere to get inpatient care. We have it right here in Lancaster, Fairhope Hospice and the Pickering House. But to be able to have this facility available when there's only one in Columbus that's freestanding is just phenomenal. So we want to invite you to come out, and this is another way to get people here so that if they need the care, they know where we're at. We're looking forward to inviting our Boy Scouts and our Girl Scouts and our garden clubs and everyone to help us in the spring. We want to nicely landscape different areas and have little you know, seating areas for comfort. So this is a community project. Really, the whole Pickering House is built by the community. So we invite you to, you know, come out and be involved with the next step.
And I think that to kind of help clarify a little bit, when we talk about hospice care, many people feel that it is just an umbrella term, but that is not the case, that each hospice is created independently and certainly asked for us by name.
Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Well, I cannot thank you ladies enough for coming. And I know you wanted to wish the viewers.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving and many blessings to you and your family.
Thank you again, ladies. Have a wonderful holiday.